And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. You know, a lot of people write to me about Barack Obama. Who is he, they ask, really? What is his religion? Is he a Muslim or a Christian or something else? And then on the other hand, some people are concerned that maybe there's something very devious, insidious, and evil behind the Obama family. And they're suspicious. What are the facts? Well, I've been doing a lot of study on this, a lot of work on it, in fact. And as you know, over the years, I have exposed many evil doings in the White House. From the time, we began our ministry almost 24 years ago now, here at Power of Prophecy, and we've gone through several presidents during that time, both Bushes, Clinton, and now, of course, this particular gentleman, shall we call him that? But I believe, by the way, Ronald Reagan, too. We've exposed a number of things, and there is a history of evil, sinister doings in the White House. Some have even wondered if the White House is haunted by ghosts or evil spirits. It doesn't seem like there have been a lot of godly men in the White House, although no doubt there have been a few. John Quincy Adams comes to mind, the sixth president, the one who fought against Freemasonry so heartily. But today I want to talk to you about Barack Obama and witchcraft in the White House. Witchcraft, voodoo magic in the White House. A lot of people said that's crazy. I see him on TV. He wears a nice suit, very well tailored, looks very well groomed. He always has a haircut, smiles a lot, doesn't look like a mean old witch or warlock or Satanist to me. Well, sometimes looks can be deceiving, dear friends. And that's why the success of serial killers has been so remarkable. Men like Ted Bundy seem to be such upstanding characters, pillars of the community sometimes. And entire countries elect madmen who turn out to be psychopaths as presidents and chancellors and prime ministers. So we really need to look at this issue, and I want to give you some preliminary results of my studies here. Maybe later on I'll add a little bit more, but I think what I have to tell you today is something you will not hear anywhere else in America, and I hope to put it all together so you can make an intelligent decision for yourself, because I am alarmed at what I see in Barack Obama and even his wife, Michelle Obama, regarding witchcraft in the White House. Now, first of all, you have to understand, we here at Power Prophecy, we have no political party. Now, I have read the Bible quite a bit, and I have yet to find Jesus as being a member of a political party, as Democrat or Republican or Whig or Tory or any other label you can put on it. So we right away dismiss the fact that anybody can say, well, Tex, that's because you're a Republican or a conservative or whatever. No, not at all. I do have a skeleton in my own closet, though. I believe once upon a time, many, many years ago, I think I voted Democrat in an election. That was before the days of Roe versus Wade and all that. Way, way, way back in the John Kennedy era, So, again, is that a skeleton in my closet? Well, it must be. I admit it. You know, my dad was an old union man, very dedicated to the unions. He was a working man, blue-collar type. And so, back in the days in Texas, everybody was a Democrat. But it wasn't like the Democrats of today. Then they got into women's rights and lesbian rights and homosexuality and abortion and all those kinds of things. Today, the Democrat Party basically is the party of the left-wing crazies. I mean, just plain evil. But on the other hand, look at the Republican Party. They've joined hands with the Democrats now. So there's not really, as George Wallace once put it, not really a dime's worth of difference. So if a man says he once voted Democrat, better ask him what era, what time. You know, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, but I doubt he would recognize the Republican Party. And there have been some Democrats as presidents of the United States that, my goodness gracious, they would go wild looking at the crazy Democrats today. So we have to go with what we have today. Now, Ronald Reagan, of course, was a Republican, but he used astrology. He and his wife, Nancy, used astrology in the White House. And an astrologer, Joan Quigley, said that the president never made a major decision without her help. Proven fact. When the Clintons were in the White House, all kinds of witchcraft things were going on. You know, there's no doubt that Mrs. Clinton, Hillary Rodham Clinton, had communications, had little talks with Eleanor Roosevelt. Of course, Eleanor Roosevelt has been dead about, what, 50 years now? I don't know, 45 or so. Clinton said she also had talks with Mahatma Gandhi. Communication with devils. Because there certainly wasn't Clinton talking with Roosevelt and Gandhi. These are spirits of the dead. In the form of demons appearing to be familiar spirits. That's what the Bible calls it. In fact, Deuteronomy 18 is very specific in the Bible. It says that it is an abomination to God to even attempt to communicate with familiar spirits. Those are spirits you think you know by name. Could be an uncle, a dead father, a dead sister, a brother, some ancestor, or some famous personage. Hillary Rodham Clinton went up with her witchcraft friends to the top of the White House so that they could be closer to the sky. And in a witchcraft ritual that the witches called drawing down the moon, they attempted to communicate with spirits on top of the White House. She used a New Age psychic, Jean Houston, co-director of the Foundation for Mind Research, to talk to the spirits. Well, that was Ronald Reagan. That was Ms. Clinton. We go all the way back to the Lincoln era, in fact, and Mrs. Todd Lincoln, Mary Todd, I'm sorry, Ms. Abraham Lincoln, Mary Todd Lincoln, it is said had seances in the White House. And Abraham just looked upon it with amusement. Amusement. How very fascinating. Amusement. He was amused. Well, God is not amused. You know, when Abraham Lincoln died, being assassinated at the Ford Theater, they searched the contents, because they thought it would be of some kind of historical value, of his pants pockets. What did he have in his pants pockets? Well, in addition to a watch, you know, a pocket watch, which many people had back in those days, he had a little talisman or a charm. It was in the form of a triangular obelisk. It was like a lucky charm to him. Reagan, they say, Ronald Reagan never went anywhere without his rabbit's foot, his lucky rabbit's foot. Sort of interesting, isn't it? Well, this very week in the Austin American Statesman newspaper here in Central Texas was a story about some very important people from this area of the country meeting regularly at certain times during the full moon or the new moon and doing a ritual called howling at the moon. Howling at the moon. Previously, the American Statesman had reported that Liz Carpenter, one of the highest ranking, you might say, or most influential members of the Democrat Party of Texas, she used to be press secretary for Lady Bird Johnson, President Johnson's wife, Well, Liz Carpenter was one of these people, and she and these women would go out into the countryside among the oaks. Oh, they love these oaks, these covens of women that are into witchcraft. And Liz Carpenter, who's almost 90 years old now, and her girlfriends would howl at the moon. In fact, in my files, I have a picture from the newspaper showing Liz Carpenter. Now imagine, she's a friend of Hillary Rodham Clinton and Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, and all of the big wigs of the Democrat Party. Liz Carpenter in this howling of the moon, and it shows in the picture she's putting her hands to her lips so she can howl out with the best. Well, there's, of course, in the witchcraft literature that you read, books, for example, by witch, one of America's most famous witches, Miriam Starhawk. We'll talk about her in a little bit more because she's a big pal of Barack Obama, the witch Starhawk. But Starhawk talks about this ritual called drawing down the moon. And, of course, what it really means is invoking or inviting the great goddess of the ancient mystery religions to come forth and to bless those who are howling for her. Drawing down the moon, inviting the moon goddess to come into their bodies, to possess them. That's what they do, of course, in the voodoo religion. That's what I call it, the voodoo religion of the Caribbean islands called Santeria. Santeria. Of course, that religion of Santeria and its voodoo and its possession of human beings by spirits is well known to the Obamas. And we'll talk about that in a moment as well. By the way, I want to mention two books that we have available for you, New Age Cults and Religions, of which I am the author. That's New Age Cults and Religions and New Age Lies to Women by my wife, Wanda, which unmask and expose this witchcraft religion of the earth that's being practiced by so many women today, even many women who claim to be Methodists, Baptists, Catholics, and so forth. They're into witchcraft. And we expose that in these books. We'll tell you how to get those books a little bit later in the program. Now, an interesting thing about this, I mentioned Deuteronomy 18 earlier. Let me read to you what Deuteronomy 18 says, what God said about witchcraft. God told the house of Israel, he said, "When thou art come into the land thy Lord, the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times," that's an astrologer, of course, "or an enchanter, or a witch, or a necromancer," that's one who communicates with demon spirits, who they believe to be familiar spirits, "for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord." Necromancy, witchcraft, enchanters, observer of times, in other words, astrology and stargazing, divination, and there are various means to do that. That's an abomination to God. Well, evidently, an abomination occurred in the White House, according to a couple of reports I've got here. You can read about it on the internet, various news sites. But it appears that the first grandmother, 72-year-old Marion Robinson, now that's Michelle Obama's grandmother, who lives in the White House. She lives in the White House and supposedly takes care of the White House, the kids of the Obama family. Well, according to these reports, The grandmother, Marion Robinson, has some kind of a phobia, thinking that she's going to die of some dread disease. Ever since her husband died, Fraser Robinson, who was hobbled by multiple cirrhosis and died, well, a couple of decades ago, evidently at that time, Marion Robinson, the grandmother now of Michelle Obama, took her sick husband to the Santeria rituals there in Chicago area ceremonies where they did spells and trances and sacrificed animals such as chickens and goats. The blood is considered sacred, of course, to occultists and Satan worshipers and Santeria and voodoo people. Well, evidently, Marion Robinson now thinks somehow, even though the doctors, the regular physicians, say she's okay, she was afraid she was sick, so she called in an old friend from the Chicago area to perform a Santeria ceremony in the White House. In the Obama residence on an upper floor. Well, says here, when Michelle saw this woman, a voodoo priestess, she recognized her from the past, and she discussed it with her husband, Barack, and they said no more. No more witchcraft ceremonies in the White House. Well, good for them. But according to these reports, he was afraid to death that this would come out in the press. And, of course, there are some reports, but since the media, the major media, NBC, CBS, CNN, are in love with Obama, he's their sweet tooth, then, you know, it's only the alternative news sites that would report such a thing. Now, a couple of interesting things about this. First of all, in the Santeria religion, they do worship spirits. They call up spirits. They call them the spirit gods, Orishas, O-R-I-S-H-A-S. Now, the fascinating thing about this is, in my new video, Rothschild's Choice, I help you through documentation to discover the amazing fact that the Jews have made Obama what he is today, President of the United States. Did you know that in the Jewish religion, to this day, they still sacrifice animals? Say, well, now, Tex, they used to sacrifice, you know, a red heifer without a spot. Way back in the days of, you know, the prophets in the Old Testament. No. Listen to me, friends. Right now, throughout the world, Jewish rabbis at various times in the year sacrifice chickens, sacrifice goats, sacrifice other animals. They split the throat of the chickens and sprinkle blood everywhere. They think somehow this has some kind of magical supernatural power. This is a devil religion, Judaism. It's not the religion of the Old Testament. If you think it is, you need to get the book that we offer by Michael Hoffman. What is Jerry, what's the title of that book by Hoffman? Jerry's my producer here. Yeah, there we go. Judaism Discovered by Michael Hoffman. Ask for that fabulous book that quotes from the Jewish Talmud and all their holy books and shows you exactly the horror of Judaism. Now, so chickens and goats are sacrificed, I believe, to devils by the Jews today in their rituals. And the Santeria people do the same thing. Now, some people got mad a few years ago, got upset at the Santeria, some animal lovers, pet lovers, when they found out about it. So they went to the police, and the police told the Santeria ritualists, the worshipers, you can't do this anymore. This is America. You can't sacrifice dogs and cats and goats and chickens and roosters and, you know, all the other animals they were sacrificing. It's okay to use charms and talismans and astrology and to conjure up spirits from the deep like you do, but you can't be sacrificing animals. That's animal cruelty. Well, the Santeria people, the religionists, took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and guess what? They won. The Supreme Court ruled that the police have been violating their religion, their freedom of religion. So now they can sacrifice animals. I suppose if they wanted to sacrifice human beings, makes you wonder, the Supreme Court would say, well, okay, if the human being agrees to it, get it in writing, go ahead and sacrifice them. After all, it's your religion. Pretty sick. Pretty sick. Well, in any case, they won their case. You say, who would be so stupid as to practice stuff like this? Well, Michelle Obama's mother, grandmother, maybe her mother, I don't know, but her grandmother for sure. And do you remember the old I Love Lucy show, dear friends? See, Satan is God of this world, the Bible says, and the Apostle John says that the whole world lieth in wickedness. There are only a few that find God, that know Jesus Christ as Lord. The rest of the world, you cannot fathom how wicked and dark and evil and sinister most of the world is, especially in other countries, but in hidden places in the United States. I suspect some of the people that you respect so much as movie stars, or some of you do, I know most of the ones that listen to this program don't respect them, but the movie stars and the congressmen and the mayors and all the others and the famous doctors and lawyers, they are also practicing satanic things and sacrificing animal blood in secret rituals even to this day throughout America. I know this is going on. I have much evidence of it. But back in the I Love Lucy show, and wasn't Lucille Ball just lovable? Yes, she was. And her husband at the time, Desi Arnaz, from Cuba, handsome, smile all the time, much like Obama. Likeable. But what people didn't know was he worshiped the devil. You say, Tex, that's terrible of you to say that. Don't you remember he played the part of a band leader, a Cuban band leader on the show, and he would bang the drums? Babalua, Babalua. Well, unfortunately, Babalua is the name of one of the chief gods or divinities of Santeria. He was calling up the devil from the deep, the false god, the satanic god, called Babalua. In a number of biographies written about Lucille Ball, it reveals the fact for a short time she and her husband Desi Arnaz got involved in the Church of Satan. Now, I don't believe her whole life was wrapped up in that, but some people can get off on the wrong path. They can take a journey to hell and back, hopefully. Hopefully she died a Christian. I just don't know. I know Desi Arnaz and she split up. They got a divorce and he had a lot of drinking problems over the years. They got a divorce apparently because he was such a philanderer, was always on the lookout for more women. Well, so Lucy had her own problems. Do I love Lucy? Well, yes, I do. And I'm sorry to report those kinds of things, but they're true. Babalua. And you know, we were the dumb ones, weren't we? We watched TV. I was only a young kid then, watching that show, I Love Lucy. The reruns are still, you know, around on television. They may never die out. Lucille Ball was such a popular a comedian, a classic. But what I've just told you is absolutely true. It's just a fact. There are other ways that Barack Obama's involved in deviltry and occultism. For example, it's reputed that he is a Freemason. He's a member of the Masonic Order. And although many Masons themselves are deceived and hoodwinked and have no idea what they're involved in, this is a Luciferian worship sect or cult. That's what it is. And it's a Jewish cult to boot. You'll have to get, again, my new video that we will ship out of here September 1st. I'm telling you, friends, it's an astonishing video. Let me put it that way. Entitled Rothschild's Choice, Barack Obama and the Hidden Cabal Behind the Plot to Murder America. That's the title and subtitle of my newest video. Rothschild's Choice, $25, 90 minutes or so in length, on DVD only if you wanted to order it. Now, did you know at the inauguration of on January the 20th that night in Washington, D.C., there was a Masonic ball that was held in honor of Barack Obama? You say, wow, they allow black people? I thought the Masonic Lodge was prejudiced against black people. Well, you see, there's a Masonic Lodge just for black people called the Prince Hall Lodge. Prince Hall Lodge. And they have basically the same rituals, the same deviltry as does the Scottish Rite and the York Rite lodges that are predominantly white. If you look at the leaders of the black community in America, you find that they are almost all Freemasons. I don't believe you can get ahead in America today unless you're a Mason and if you're a black man. Do you challenge me to give you some names? Okay, Jesse Jackson, he's a Mason. Louis Farrakhan of the Black Muslims, he's a Mason. Reverend Al Sharpton, he's a Mason. Julian Bond, formerly head of the NAACP. I better get my acronyms correct here today. Because people correct me, you know, they write me letters and they're very nice about it, very sweet about it. But every once in a while, I'll make a mistake like that. NCAA, oh my goodness gracious. Well, as far as I know, he's not with the NCAA. That's, college sports. But NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Okay. So all of these black leaders and many more are Freemasons. And they wouldn't have got where they're at if they had not have been. Now, we also know other things about Barack Obama. For example, he doesn't attend church anymore. You know, you can read an interesting article entitled Barack Obama, America's First Jewish President, online. Google those words up. Barack Obama, America's First Jewish President. You'll find there's an article there on the internet, published, a feature article, a long article, published in the ChicagoTribune.com. Chicago Tribune, one of America's top newspapers, had that article by that title. And according to Abner Mikva, a very wealthy Jewish lawyer, former White House counsel, that means a top lawyer at the White House during the regime, the administration of William Jefferson Clinton, President Bill Clinton, he's the guy that got Bill Clinton out of the, you know, Monica Lewinsky jam he was in during the impeachment, the crafty old lawyer, Abner Mikva. Well, it turns out he's all along been one of the mentors for Barack Obama. He's guided the career of Obama since he was in his 20s. Obama comes out of Harvard Law School and goes to Chicago to be with all the other commies, all the pinko commies, you know, William Ayers, Bernadine Dornan, you know, all of the commies of that area. Abner Mikva says, now this is in the Chicago Tribune, the .com, he says that one day a young Barack Obama came to him and he said, Mr. Mikva, I need your advice. I want to get ahead in politics. Give me some pointers. What do I need to do? Very ambitious, wasn't he? Now, Abner Mikva said to him, well, Barack, the first thing you need to do as a black man is you got to go join a black church. See, Barack Obama wasn't a Christian. No, he wasn't a member of any church. And in America, you got to be a member of a church or people don't trust you. John McCain had the same problem. He's a heathen, a no-gooder, but he was told in politics, you got to be a member of a church, so he joined the Baptist church there in Arizona. When Dwight Eisenhower became president, or before he became president, I should say, to win the nomination of the Republican Party, the bigwigs came to him and they said to him, what religion are you? He said, I don't have any. They said, well, you got to join a Christian church. He said, I don't want to. They said, well, it doesn't matter whether you want to or not, you got to. He says, well, I'm just not religious. I'm not evangelical. They said, you don't have to be evangelical. I'll tell you what, go down and join an Episcopal church. That's about as far from evangelical as you can get. You don't have to be too Christian to be an Episcopal. So President Eisenhower joined the Episcopal church. Oh, yes. You got to be a member of a religious group, a Christian church besides. So Abner Mikva told Obama, go down and join one of the largest, most powerful black churches in Chicago. And at that time, guess what church that was? Trinity United Church of Christ. And that's where he met his pastor, Dr. Jeremiah Wright. But he didn't go there because he wanted to know Jesus. He went there so he could have a power base of politics there in Chicago. What a scam. What a hoax. What a deception. This is Tex Mars. We're talking about witchcraft in the White House. I'll tell you about Code Pink and the exploits of three witches who know Barack Obama very well when we return right here on Power of Prophecy. Hello again, friends. Tex Mars. I want to tell you how to get these two outstanding books. They've been bestsellers for a number of years now, and I'll tell you, they're even more current in a way than they were when they were first published. The first book is New Age Lies to Women by my wife, Wanda Mars. It was on Christian bestsellers list when it came out. And I'll tell you, it is an amazing book. Over 200 pages, just $15 we'll send you this book. Just $15. Now please add $5 for shipping and handling. A total of $20. Ask for the book, New Age Lies to Women. It explains exactly what this New Age witchcraft of today, the occult witchcraft being practiced in churches, yes, in churches, what it's all about. It's part of the earth religion, the environmental religion, of course. But it's just amazing how it is spread in our churches, Methodist, Baptist, and many others. You'll find out what these witchcraft advocates want and who's a part of their groups. Some of the biggest names in America. I'm telling you, this is an amazing book, New Age Lies to Women. Now, in my own book, New Age Cults and Religions, I talk about the Church of Wicca or witchcraft, as well as other satanic groups. In fact, I talk about over 100 occult groups and secret societies in my book, New Age Cults and Religions. It's over 350 pages, and it's only $18. For that, my friends, add $5 shipping and handling. So, $18 for the book, New Age Cults and Religions. And the other one is New Age Lies to Women. For $15, either book, $5 shipping and handling. Now, to order these fine books, just phone us toll free here at the ministry. And that number here at Power Prophecy is 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. We also can be reached if you're overseas or you can't get through to that number, and I don't know why you couldn't. You can reach us on our regular phone line. That's area code 512, and that's 263-9780, area code 512. Like with all of our other books and videos, including my newest video, what an amazing, wow. Well, you'll be shocked. Entitled, Rothschild's Choice, The Awful Truth About Obama. There's nothing like it anywhere, and I don't believe there'll be any other video out there, because I'm telling you, friends, it's dangerous to put out a product like this. And nobody wants to face the wrath of the government, the wrath of the Jewish Illuminati by putting out such a product. But we did. 90 minutes, over 90 minutes, the video, that's $25, asked for Rothschild's Choice. And in these two books, you can go to our website, powerofprophecy.com, and order all three. Powerofprophecy.com. You can also go to conspiracyworld.com. Now, our address to order these products, remember, always for each item, order. Please help us out with postage and shipping. $5 for each item. So $25 for the video. $15 for the book, New Age Lies to Women, and $18 for the book, New Age Cults and Religions. To get any of these products or any of our products that we offer, you can phone us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673, or you can write to us and send us your remittance. That's Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. And by the way, I want to thank those of you who have already responded to my plea for some financial help during this very slow summer. The fact that we had to get our water well, we ran out of water. And boy, when you run out of water, you don't have anything to drink or flush the commodes or anything. So thank God for our friends out there. Many of you have sent love gifts for that. We just thank you so much. It meant so much to us. And, you know, all of you keep contributing to this ministry and allow us to send a message of love and truth and warning across the world, a prophetic warning. That, my friend, truly is the power of prophecy. Thank you, and may God richly reward each of you who is a generous giver to this ministry. Now let's return to our regular program. We're discussing today witchcraft in the White House. Now, Obama joined a black church in Chicago, called the Trinity United Church of Christ, virtually all black. And why shouldn't it be? Because they made it known that they didn't want whites. We'll talk about that in a moment. But according to reports, Obama, and I'm going to quote from Brinkman, Susan Brinkman, staff writer at OCDS, which is a news blog on the internet. She says, quote, Obama has avoided public worship since becoming president, preferring to worship privately at the chapel at the presidential retreat at Camp David. Oh, baloney. The presidents only go to Camp David on rare occasions. They don't go there every weekend for worship. That's nonsense. But see, now he can say, well, I don't go to church anywhere on Sunday or Saturday for that matter. I sneak off to Camp David. I don't go to public worship. Why not? You know, the Bible says if you don't confess Jesus before men, then Jesus won't confess you to the Father in heaven. You can't be a secret Christian. Whoever thought such things? I remember Bill Clinton telling people, I don't like to talk about my religious life. That's personal. As a Christian, there is no such thing as a personal life. The Bible says we are witnesses to the truth. There is a great commission that says go out in all the world and tell people of Jesus. Tell people what God has done for you. But liars say, oh, I can't. It's my personal. It's my private life. Well, of course, there's things that you do. I'm not asking you to make a public confession of your sins. Although in a few cases, that probably would do a lot of people good. But in any case, back to this Trinity United Church of Christ. Now, Obama went there for 20 years. Now, you know, some of the incredible things that the pastor said were blasted all over our TV sets during the 2008 presidential election campaign. And Obama quickly disowned Pastor Jeremiah Wright in this church and disfellowshipped them. He quit going. He said, I had no idea. You know, sort of like that movie Casablanca with Humphrey Bogart. I'm shocked, shocked. I had no idea this was going on. Now, I'll admit he didn't attend every worship service. He traveled a lot and such, and maybe he didn't know what was going on. He said he missed those sermons. If he had known of them, he would have got up and walked out, Obama said, and he would have let his displeasure be known to Pastor Jeremiah Wright, his pastor. Of course, Obama has written a couple of books. One is his autobiography, in which Obama says that Pastor Jeremiah Wright is his religious inspiration. Well, Pastor Jeremiah Wright in this Trinity United Church of Christ, one thing that anybody who joins a church and is a member for two decades and brings their whole family as a member of that church, brings up the kids in that church, would know what the church teaches about its doctrines. What is its beliefs? You say, well, I don't know. I mean, I've gone to a church a long time. I don't know what it believes. Well, you're an idiot. Anybody who says, I really don't know what my church teaches. I've just been going there 20 years. Oh, come on. You're an imbecile. The Bible talks about people in the last days who are willingly ignorant. What if somebody comes up to you and says, I'm looking for a church home. What church do you go to and what do they teach? Well, I don't know. I've been going there 20 years. Let's see now. 50 Sundays or 50 Saturdays. That's about 1,000 times I've been there, but I really don't know what they teach. My goodness. You know, Jay Leno, I understand, has this little segment called Jaywalkers. He puts on some of the most stupid people in the country, and they pretend to be a little game show going on there, and people laugh at them. How can somebody be that stupid? Yeah, well, so Obama knew what's going on in his church. I suspect he knew the kind of sermons that Jeremiah Wright was giving. But if not, listen, it's as easy as this. Would you like to know what the Trinity United Church of Christ teaches, what their doctrine is? Then go to the internet and look it up. They have a whole web page. They brag about what their church is all about. I did. I went to Trinity Church, trinitychicago.org. And there they had a section called About Us. They tell you what they're all about us. So I went, and let me read to you what they say. Now remember, Obama says he's a Christian. He's not a Muslim, and I know he's not a Muslim. But apparently he's not a Christian either. I can't judge the heart. I can only judge the fruits. And this church doesn't have the fruits. What are the fruits? A witness to Jesus Christ. You say, Tex, how can you say such a thing? Well, let's look at it. First of all, in the section about us, there's a subheading called Our History. Now, this is from the official website of Trinity United Church of Christ of Chicago, which Obama was a member of for 20 years. It says, quote, Our History. We are a congregation which is unashamedly black. Well, Jesus in the Bible says he is no respecter of persons. Whosoever will may come. Now, friends, I wouldn't be a member of a church that said it's unashamedly white or unashamedly yellow or unashamedly Mexican or unashamedly pink or unashamedly black. The Bible says you must be born again in spirit and in truth. The flesh profiteth a man nothing. Flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. That's all found in the Bible. The Bible says we're saved by grace, that's the love of Jesus, not by race. I wouldn't go to a bigoted, racist black church, nor would I go to a bigoted, racist white church. And I'll probably get a few emails and letters of protest from both sides. Well, I don't care. Write to me. I'll just tell you to go read the scriptures, then come back. We're a congregation, it says here, which is unashamedly black. Our roots in the black religious experience and tradition are deep, lasting, and permanent. What are they going to do about the fact that Jesus was a white man? And that in heaven today, obviously, he has no race. He's one with the Father. And the Bible says God is spirit. It says, quote, we are an African people and remain true to our native land, the mother continent, the cradle of civilization. How nice. How nice. We are an African people and remain true to our native land, the mother continent, the cradle of civilization. Friends, is Barack Obama an American? You know, these people on this birth certificate thing, they're not nuts. They've got a lot of proof going for them. Obama refuses to come to public with his birth certificate. Where was he born? Africa? Indonesia? Who knows this man's history? I discuss it on my new video. But I know this. He went to a church, and for 20 years, he was no doubt aware that this church says we are an African people and remain true to our native land, the mother continent, the cradle of civilization. This man is a bigot. No wonder, he said, the cops of that little town outside of Harvard University are stupid. Talk about racial profiling. This is racial profiling. They're basically saying we're a black church. White people, get out. We're not a white church. We're a black church. We're not an American-based church. Why, we remain true to our native land, the mother continent. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the one that has all the African tribal religions that worship the devil through voodoo and witchcraft. Yeah, that's the one. Mm-hmm. It says, we constantly affirm our trust in God through cultural expression of a black worship service and ministries which address the black community. Then there's another section here called the Black Values System. Now, friends, if I told you that my church practices the white value system, you'd say, boy, what a racist that guy is. What a bigot he is. Well, Obama's church, of which he was a member for 20 years, has a black value system. And I've read all of that. There's 12 points to it. And everyone talk about being black, 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 black. The first one is, we are black Christian activists, soldiers for black freedom. Huh? Commitment to the black family. Commitment to the black community. Care and nurture of black minds. Adherence to the black work ethic. What is that? Here's one. Disavowal of the pursuit of middle classedness. They don't want to be middle class. That's for white people, I guess. Being middle class. They want to be victims. Yeah, we'll be victims of these middle class whites. Friends. And then finally it says, we pledge allegiance to black leadership. And finally, it says personal commitment to embracement of the black value system. We got a black racist bigot sitting in the White House, friends. That's his religion, blackness. Now, Pastor Jeremiah Wright says that he's one of the top leaders in something called black liberation theology. Well, you know, I just have that curious bent of mind here, Tex Mars does. Like the National Enquirer, you know, just curious. I just like to know these little things. What exactly is black liberation theology? Well, Dr. Jeremiah Wright says that the man who taught him the most about this was the guy, yes, from Harvard University. Oh, these are distinguished professors of religion. And there's a professor, James A. Cone, you know, like a ice cream cone, C-O-N-E, at Harvard, who is head of the Black Studies Department. If you're a white, of course, well, you're just a peon. You're a serf. You can't be a black man and join our Black Studies Department. Well, Professor James A. Cone has written a book called A Black Theology of Liberation. And you'll be interested in what it says on page 62. It says, now remember, Dr. Jeremiah Wright says, this is the man who taught him what he needs to know about black theology. And that's part of the black value system of Trinity United Church of Christ, where Obama went for 20 years. It says here, the goal of black theology, writes Dr. Cone, is the destruction of everything white, so that blacks can be liberated from alien gods. You see, white people worship these alien gods, like, you know, Jesus Christ. But our goal as a black theologist is the destruction of everything white. And that means that blacks can be liberated from these alien gods. Page 62 of A Black Theology of Liberation. Now you see the reason for the comment by Obama at his press conference blasting the Massachusetts Police Department for racial profiling. Oh, yes. What a bigot. Okay. Now, here's another thing about his religion. You know, the Bible says in the Old Testament, God says, in fact, all those who hate me love death. All those who hate me love death, says God. You see, Jesus Christ will love you to life. But in all the false religions of the world, you'll end up as part of the congregation of the dead. Well, is that why all of Obama's appointments, including his new Surgeon General, are anti-life? Pro-life believers believe that a baby is a gift of God, is a wonder. What is in the womb is an amazing miracle and gift from God. But abortionists believe it's okay to have infanticide, to murder little babies through partial birth abortions. That's when a fully formed baby in the mother's womb, you take these forceps, this hideous, torturous instrument, and stick it in the mother's Oregon. And there the baby is in the channel, and you grab it by its head and squeeze it and crush the baby's head and then pull out the baby after you've murdered it. That's partial birth abortion. Now, when Obama was state legislator in the Illinois legislature, he voted for exactly that, for partial birth abortion. Not just for abortion, but for abortion, the killing of little babies fully formed. That was Obama. And now everybody's appointed. How about the lady taking care of Health and Human Services? Former Kansas Governor Nancy Sebelius. Sebelius received money in campaign contributions from America's number one abortion doctor, Dr. George Tiller, the killer physician from out of the state of Kansas, who bragged about killing how many? 20,000 abortions he had conducted. These are rituals. You say, no, they're not rituals. That's a medical procedure. Oh, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. I can point you to a book. It's entitled Abortion as a Witchcraft Sacrament. There's a book out by that title put out by witches. They believe the killing of a little baby is a witchcraft sacrament. It's a ritual of witchcraft. Not all witches, certainly, but some believe in it. It's a holy act. Let's kill a baby for our God today, the mother goddess, the whore of Babylon. Yeah, well. Now, my dear friends, Obama has just named, or a few months back, he named his head of the Centers for Disease Control. They're overseeing this, the immunizations of this vaccine, this H1N1, the swine flu. They're warning. Even Rahm Emanuel, White House Chief of Staff, says millions may die in America. They're warning us. Now, who's overseeing this? Or maybe I should say, who's manufacturing it? The virus or the vaccine? I'm not sure which. Maybe the government's going to give us both. Well, it's Dr. Thomas Frieden of New York City, a Jew who believes in Judaism. And what is Judaism but Freemasonry? Talmudic. And what does the Talmud say? The Talmud, the holy book of the Jews, says the best of the Gentiles kill. Now we have a Jew that believes in the Talmud, obviously. Does he also believe the best of the Gentiles kill? And who's overseeing America's medical care now? Who is the new White House czar overseeing this big medical overhaul? You know, the socialist medical care system that Obama wants to give us, called Obamacare. Turns out he's a Jew, Zeke Emanuel, medical doctor, the brother of Rahm Emanuel. Oh my. Death. Death personified. No wonder, as Sarah Palin rightly said, they were going to have these death panels. Because if you're old, you don't need medical care. You just need to just shrivel up and die, according to these evil people. Now, witchcraft has been practiced in Washington, D.C. a long time. In my book, Mysterious Monuments, I have a picture on page 386 of witches doing a ritual, doing a, what they call a circle of harmony around the phallus of Neptune. You say, well, I've never heard of the phallus of Neptune. Well, they call it also the Washington Monument. But the occultists call it the phallus of Neptune, the god Neptune, also called Poseidon. And from the USA Today newspaper, I have a clipping and photo of a ritual that's conducted every year in September. Get it? September? You know, like 9/11? A 33-hour, get the unholy number, 33. The number 33, the highest level, 33rd degree ritual in Freemasonry. Women perform a Taoist meditation at the prayer vigil, the annual prayer vigil for the earth. Mother Earth, at sunrise, because they worship also the sun god, that's Lucifer, in Washington, D.C., they have it every year. Witches do. That's on page 386. Actually shows the witches circling the obelisk, the great Egyptian obelisk, known as the Washington Monument, otherwise in the satanic world as the phallus of Neptune. Now, in the few minutes left, I'd like to tell you about this group called Code Pink. Code Pink sounds so feminine. Or is it communist? Well, evidently, according to The Nation magazine, that's on all the newsstands, it's been around for decades. The Nation is a very liberal, left-wing-leaning Democrat Party-type magazine. Let me just read it to you, this article. It says, dated January 20, 2009, a reporter for The Nation magazine reported today that President Barack Hussein Obama support group Code Pink held a witchcraft ceremony to cleanse the White House on President Bush's last full day in office. One of Code Pink leaders, Jody Evans, was an early financial supporter of Obama's, serving as a bundler of money for his campaign. Code Pink also organized Get Out the Vote efforts for Obama. Code Pink's affiliation with witchcraft was present at its creation. A Wiccan, that is a witch, who calls herself Starhawk, is a co-founder of the group. Last year, it says here, Code Pink held a witchcraft ceremony at the Berkeley Marine Corps Officer Recruitment Center. Well, in an article in The Nation, Victor Navasky said that he had ridden on the campaign train of the Obama inauguration. Now, you have to be sort of a big shot news reporter to ride on the campaign train. His seatmate was a woman named Joanna Lawrence, who it turns out was a member of Code Pink. And she says Code Pink, big friends of Obama, was going to do this ritual, witchcraft ceremony to cleanse the White House of the spirits and the bad omens left over by the Bush administration. Which, by the way, this rally or this witchcraft ceremony was to include a rally organized by a woman named Medea Benjamin, who would be joined by witches from Code Pink, including Kate Clinton, the comedian. Oh boy. Well, you know, I did a little research on Code Pink because I'm just that curious nature guy. I found out they are a socialist, communist, Marxist, globalist group. They claim to be peaceniks, and they're against the Iraq war, the Pakistan war, the Afghanistan war. Well, they used to be, but now that Obama's president, they don't complain much about that anymore. They once blocked traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge. Their founders are indeed Miriam Starhawk, whose real name, by the way, is not Starhawk. Her real name is Miriam Simos. She's a Jew, originally from Russia. A Jew, a Russian Jew in America, who calls herself Starhawk. Then there's Jody Evans, who helped support the Zapatistas, the communists of El Salvador. She was married to a wealthy Jewish billionaire, but most of the gals of Code Pink are all lesbians, witches. Now this Medea Benjamin, her real name, she's Jewish too. Her real, all these founders of Code Pink, they're all Jews. Her real name is Susan. But she wanted to have the name of a Greek goddess of magic. And that was Medea. Medea was the name of a Greek goddess of magic. Lesbian, gay, bisexual. By the way, they have complimented Obama on their website for supporting the LGBT. That's the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender agenda. Oh my. Code Pink. Witchcraft. Santeria in the White House. Barack Obama. What a mess. This is Tex Mars. My friends, you've been listening to Power of Prophecy. And my prayer, my distinct prayer and invitation is that each week you'll tune in and discover the power of prophecy.